Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we completed the chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, an animal, a woman, a child without any Shari'i reason or to go beyond the limits of discipline. Sometimes there will be a need to discipline, but then also there is a limit. But the general rule is don't punish any woman, any child, any slave, any animal. So much of rights Shari'at has given. Given animals' rights, given slaves' rights, given women's rights, given children's rights. Everybody is given their right as far as deen is concerned. And this is the beauty of Islam, that nobody is forgotten. We had done a hadith where a woman, she kept a cat confined, didn't allow that cat to come out, go out and fend for itself, go out and eat for itself, that couldn't drink anything, couldn't eat anything, so that cat starved to death. And because of that, this woman now was put in the fire of Jahannam. Imagine, she just showed a bit of, she showed some bad character. She showed bad character, bad akhlaq, and she mistreated, and she treated incorrectly that cat. And because of that, she was put in the fire of Jahannam. And other hadiths that come in Bukhari Sharif, that where there was a prostitute, a woman, a loose woman of loose morals and character. And that woman had made some type of intizam for a dog to have some water to drink. And then what had happened? Because of that, she was entered into Jannah. So it just shows even the treatment of animals has such an effect and such an impact on a person. Hazrat Maulana Ashrafi Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he mentions this incident that on one occasion he had some fowls, some roosters, fowls, etc. And what would happen was after Fajr he would normally let them out so that they could go and eat and they could roam and have something, but at night just keep them protected in the cage. So on one occasion there was some work for the family. There was something that was important. So because of that important work that needed to be done before Fajr, this time when he was sitting in the morning to do his writing work, he should do quite a bit of writing. Allah Pak had blessed him with a lot of knowledge, a lot of ilm. And he would sit with his pen, that knowledge should just flow. And what in-depth knowledge and beautiful Shara'i, Dini knowledge, etc. So now on this occasion he had forgotten about that because it was against khilafi adat. Sometimes when something goes against your normal habit, you forget about it. So he had forgotten that now these things, these roosters, these fowls were not opened up to go and eat. And he set now to do his work. And when he's sitting, and as he's sitting, there's no topic that's coming to his mind now, what to write. There's no details that are coming down, there's no knowledge. So now he could sense that something is not right. And he's trying very hard and he's thinking, but nothing is coming to his mind. Then he picked up his hand and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, please forgive me and show me what weakness or what I have done wrong that's preventing this ilm from coming to me. He made that dua and Allah Pak put it in his heart that you didn't open those roosters, you didn't open those fowls to me. So he said immediately he woke up and he went out and he had opened it. And he had opened it and he came back, immediately all the knowledge started flowing again and his pen started flowing and he started writing it. So this shows that the way we treat animals also, this also has an impact on the effect on the person. So can you imagine how much more the impact and effect will be as far as our treatment with people are concerned? Ashraful makhluqat. And we did that hadith also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned to the Sahabi, Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that he was one day flogging his slave. And when he was flogging his slave in that fit of anger, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried calling him, but he didn't recognize that it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come close, then out of awe, he dropped the whoop down in one riwayat. And in another riwayat, he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I set this slave free. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him, that be aware that Allah Pak has more power, Allah has more control over you than you have over the slave. So more than you got over your worker, over your slave, over the child, whoever it may be, Allah Pak has got more control over you. Means that how you want Allah Pak to treat you is how you must treat others. If you want Allah Pak to treat you nicely, He has more control, more power over you. If we want Allah Pak to treat us nicely with love and respect and muhabbat, and Allah Pak must shower us with His mercy, that is the way we have to treat other people. So today we start a new section. باب تحريم تعذيب بالنار في كل حيوان حتى النملة ونحوها. The chapter on the prohibition of punishing any living creature, even an ant, etc., with fire. That don't punish any living creature with fire. In other words, don't burn any creature. Don't. If it needs to be killed, it needs to be killed. But do it in such a way that it is not punished by fire. It doesn't face the torture and the harm of fire. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, كُنَّا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي سَفَرٍ فَانْطَلَقَ لِحَاجَتِهِ فَرَأَيْنَا حُمَّرَةً مَعَهَا فَرْخَانَ فَأَخَذْنَا فَرْخَهَا فَجَاءَتِ الْحُمَّرَةُ فَجَعَلَتْ تَعْرِشُ فَجَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فَقَالَ مَنْ فَجَعَ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا رُدُّوا وَلَدَهَا إِلَيْهَا وَرَأَى قَرْيَةَ نَمْلٍ قَدْ حَرَّقْنَاهَا فَقَالَ مَنْ حَرَّقَ هَذِهِ قُلْنَا نَحْنُ قَالَ إِنَّهُ لَا يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يُعَذَّبَ بِالنَّارِ إِلَّا رَبُّ النَّارِ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a journey when he went to relieve himself. So we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam broke away from us. He went to relieve himself. And in the interim, we noticed a red bird with two chicks. A red bird, it had two of its chicks with it. So he mentions now, so we took the chicks. We left the bird there, we took the chicks away. The small chicks, we had taken it away. The red bird came and began flapping its wings. Naturally, Allah Pak has put love. Allah Pak has put love in the heart of the mother. Such love that we can't understand. But even that love that that mother bird has for its children, its chicks, that also is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the rahmat that Allah Pak has put in this bird. Now, all the rahmat taken together of all the animals, all the human beings, every creature that shows mercy on its young ones, shows mercy up to each other. Every type of mercy you put, it only equals 1% of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's reflecting and He's brought down in the dunya. That other 99% of that mercy will be reflected and will be given on the day of Qiyamah. So can you imagine the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the clemency on that day? Therefore a Muslim never loses hope. He doesn't lose hope. It doesn't matter how much of sin and how much gunah he has committed. Always he has hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, coming back to this incident. So the red bird came and began flapping its wings. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he finished, he needed to relieve himself. When he finished, he came and he asked, who has distressed this bird by taking its chicks? Return its chicks to it. He also noticed, so this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, return. In other words, don't be unkind to this bird also. It's got those babies, don't take the babies away from it. Return those chicks. Show kindness, show akhlaq also to this bird. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen something else. He also noticed an ant hill which had been set alight. There was an ant hill there. This had been set alight. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who set fire to this? We replied, we did. The Sahaba were very, very honest. They didn't deny anything. If they made a mistake, they made a mistake. And even when they would make a mistake, they would relate that mistake in a hadith, not feeling shy that the whole world will come to know about it. But this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected us. This shows the heart of Sahaba also. So anyway, he's saying that we replied that we did this. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none may punish with fire except the Lord of fire. Except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody must punish with fire except Allah. This is Allah's prerogative, His right, that He will punish with fire. If somebody needs to be killed, if that animal also needs to be slaughtered, if that insect needs to be killed, it will be killed in a way that doesn't cause it, causes the least amount of harm and pain. Don't even burn it. So here also we learn that be thinking, imagine these are small creatures like ants or the small bird. That also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, that think about that and protect that as far as its rights are concerned. Can you imagine how much more rights Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan? Allah Pak, give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of every person, the rights of our wives, the wives of our children, the wives of our parents, the rights of our teachers, the rights of our neighbors, the rights of our staff, the rights of our creditors, the rights of our suppliers, every person's rights. If a person looks at how many people's rights, how many people have rights over him, then very seldom this person will ever have that desire and he'll have that hope that let me show and let me go against these people. Why? Because he's got every person. This also brings humility in a person. Ajizi. It's all these people got rights over me. It weighs a chance for me now to show any type of aggression, show any type of pride, show any type of haughtiness. I should be fulfilling so many people's rights. When a person thinks like this, it helps him to bring humility in himself. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.